The Scottsdale City Council last night did not take action on a citizen's petition that would require a public vote before anything is built in the McDowellson Orin Preserve. Council members did discuss the measure, but a spokesman says they decided to hold off on doing anything with it until the concept of the proposed Desert Discovery Center is more fleshed out. That could happen by next August. The DDC, as it's called, has become an issue in the Scottsdale mayoral race as well as some city council races. Joining me to talk about the proposed initiative is Howard Myers. The Scottsdale resident is behind the petition and served on the Preserve Commission for several years.
The idea there was to give the voice back to the citizens, because the reality is the preserve was formed by citizens, not by the government. The citizens are the ones that pushed for the preserve, and it was specifically to keep development off of that land. That was the whole reason, original reason for it, and preservation was the only issue at that time. So we hadn't even thought about public access or anything yet. It was just to preserve the land.
What do you make of the fact that the city council did not take up this petition drive that you put together last night?
Well, this whole DDC issue has become very political, and my petition took the DDC out of it completely and just said that, okay, we've already put public access in there, which, by the way, wasn't approved until the second vote for tax increases.
Does the city's rationale make sense to you, that they wanted to wait until they really knew what this DDC might be and might look like?
Not at all, because the petition again took the DDC out of the equation and said this has to do with building anything in the preserve that wasn't intended by the voters. And, you know, the voters, when they even voted for the second tax, what they were really voting for was some public access, which meant some trails and a few trailheads. That's it. You know, there was nothing in there about a big educational center, anything like a DDC, any commercial development, nothing like that in the ballot language at all. So the petition took the DDC out of the equation and said, look, if you're going to build anything in the preserve other than trails and trailheads, the public should vote on that.
I'm sure that you don't think that this would ultimately happen, but if this were to go to the ballot and voters were to say, yes, we are okay with Project X, Project Y, or Project Z being put in the preserve, in your mind, would that make it a more legitimate project?
Yes, because it's a citizen's preserve, and if they decide that it's an appropriate use in the preserve, that's fine. But see, the other thing this petition would have done, there's a whole worry that if the DDC does get put in the preserve, it now sets a precedent that anything else can be done by four council members. Anywhere in the preserve, they can build anything they want. What the petition would do is say that, okay, even if the voters approve the DDC, if you wanted to do anything else, you'd have to put that before the voters too. So at least it provides some additional protection, you know, even if the DDC were approved and built, of anything else being built in the preserve without the voters approving it.
Scottsdale resident Howard Myers is behind a citizens' initiative in that city that would require a public vote before any project is built in the McDowellson Orin Preserve.